All right, Blues fans, so we're going to talk things over with Chris Thorburn here. Is on when the Blues play the Chicago Blackhawks on April 4th, they're going to be doing a fundraiser for the elementary school that his son Bennett goes to. Bennett is a seven-year-old young man that deals with autism. It's Flynn Park Elementary, and Chris Thorburn recently sat down with StLouisBlues.com's Chris Pinkert. You may have seen that story. If you didn't, we want to make sure you get a little bit of background and then what we're going to do at that game against the Blackhawks. So, Chris, first off, thanks for sharing the story with us here. What has it been like for you and your wife, Sarah, in terms of growing with an autistic son?
It has its challenges. I'm not going to lie about that, but at the same time, there's a lot more better days than there are bad. Bennett has been doing a great job, and obviously with my career, there's a lot of moving pieces around him, which the most important thing for Bennett and people in his situation is consistency. So he definitely hasn't had that, but the way he's handled the moves, he's been doing a great job, progressing well, and doing a great job at Flynn Elementary School. He's got a great teacher, Miss Weber, that he loves dearly, and she's just bringing out the best in him. And this is just an opportunity to help raise money for his classroom, because it's beyond paper and pencils and tools like that. It's more sensory items and different types of technology that'll help these kids reach their potential. And Miss Weber has great ideas, and we're just trying to raise some money to help her succeed in that.
I tell people all the time when we talk about hockey players, we are talking about people. It's one thing to look at stats and try and deduce how something's going on the ice, but these are people that still deal with everyday life issues, even though you see a warrior attitude on the ice. You had told me once before, I believe it was, and that when you found out that he had autism, it was right before the move to Winnipeg?
It was, yeah. I had kind of feelings that he had it. As a family, we didn't really, he was still young, right? So we kind of played it off as him being young and a slow developer, but I kind of had, some other thoughts. It wasn't until we got to Winnipeg and actually got him diagnosed, which was a good thing, because then we could grasp it as a family and learn how to deal with it and live with it. And my wife deserves a lot of credit in that regard. She's a stay-at-home mom, and she works 24 hours a day, and she takes care of all of us. We have a daughter as well, so she's always busy. But at the same time, like I said, Bennett's handled everything well, and every family has their issues. We're just sharing ours because I know there's people out there that are dealing with similar ones, and it's okay to talk about it and get your experiences out there, because it's a good thing.
What has the classroom at Flynn Park Elementary been like, and how has it helped him?
Well, just with his teacher. His teacher is young. She's energetic. She's loving. Every good characteristic I can name. And she just has great ideas that she wants to do with these kids to help them progress and reach their potential. And she's kind of, strapped a little bit as far as exceeding or succeeding in that regard. So we're just, like I said, trying to help raise some money to kind of give her some freedom to do what she wants to do, and her ideas are great, and this will help the kids, really.
I know it's been a short time, really, in the grand scheme of things here in St. Louis, but what have you seen in terms of the continued growth and progression of Bennett because of the work that she's doing and the program there at Flynn Park?
It's leaps and bounds. We first got here, it was kind of chaos, just with the change. Then once school started and he met Miss Weber, he just took off. And he's just excited to go to school. He's happy, he's got friends there, and we couldn't imagine a better situation. Along with Miss Weber, we have doctors in the area that we've gotten to know and put in contact through Ray Borelli, our trainer, put us in contact with neurologists, and we just got a great team, and it's a lot more advanced here in St. Louis, and we're just happy to be in the community where, it's common, and it's not something that you need to hide from.
All right, so this is where we need Blues fans and St. Louisans to kind of help get behind us and rally. And my wife is a third grade teacher as well, and so I know, despite all the resources that schools and things have, extra help always makes a difference, and helping give kids the best chance to succeed. So here are the details, folks, that we need you to keep in mind. On April 4th, when the Blues face off against the Chicago Blackhawks, they're going to do a fundraiser. They're going to be selling raffle tickets. Now, the raffle tickets will be sold on the concourse and primarily as well behind Section 114. We're going to tell you a lot about this over the next couple of games. You're going to get an opportunity after that game to win a meet and greet, a chance to come downstairs and meet either Chris himself, Alex Petrangelo, Braden Shen, Alexander Steen, or Colton Pareko, get an autograph stick from those players as well. Get your picture taken with them. Have a nice conversation. But there's also going to be a silent auction, and the silent auction will include a couple of Chris's game-worn jerseys and some other experiences as well. And that silent auction not only will be going on during the game, but it is actually launched, and you can go and start bidding at blues.gesture.com. Blues.gesture.com. All the details are on the St. Louis Blues website at stlouisblues.com as well. And you want even more detail, Chris Pinker did a terrific job writing an article that is up on stlouisblues.com, also on the Blues app, so make sure you check that out as well. And this will be good. The one thing about St. Louisans is it really could be maybe the most charitable city in the country, and they rally behind something. So hopefully we can help Bennett's teacher in Flint Park Elementary and really put together a nice ending to the regular season, I think, with it.
That would be great to springboard us right into the playoffs. But I do want to thank the St. Louis Blues. They've jumped on board right from the start, made this thing into what it is. And Chris Pinky, too, like he did a great job with the article. And just to get the awareness out there is important. But just to see good acts happening for some good people, and hopefully the result is great. But I can't thank the people enough, whether it's the money, but the comments as well on the after the article. I read a couple of them, and just there's good people. There's a lot of good people in the community and the world, so it's just a chance to, like I said, raise some money for some good people.
All right, Chris, good luck with that, and we'll get the word out for you. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, Curbs.
That's Chris Thorburn, and again, you can get all the details for the fundraiser we're going to be doing for Chris's son's Bennett's classroom at Flint Park Elementary. You can get all those details at stlouisblues.com.